Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel, by nature, is evangelical. Now, what do I mean by that? Now we arrive today, as we celebrate the fifth Sunday in Ordinary Time, I'm going to do what I love doing and offer you listeners today a word study on one of the central words of the entire Bible, gospel. So today's second reading is from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, and he gives a heartfelt testimony about his own calling and what he is all about, thus revealing to us what we're called to do. As he says, "I do not boast of preaching the gospel, since it is a duty which has been laid on me. I should be punished if I do not preach it." It's also famously translated, "Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." So what's the it that Paul is referring to? What is the gospel? Now, Paul's not definitely referring to the four gospel writers of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John as a genre of books in the New Testament, because the New Testament was still being written at the time, and Paul's letter would have arguably predated at least some of them. But the word gospel in Greek is euangelion, which is the root word for evangelize. But in Greek, it literally means good news or glad tidings. Angelos is the word for messenger, where we get the word angel. So euangelion means a good message or news. Now, however, and it's a bit of a big however here, that in the first century context, describing the gospel as mere news can, I guess, lose some of its spiritual power and dynamism, because I guess in today's context, we might think of news as like an everyday occurrence, as if we're turning on the TV or opening up your phone, checking on the latest updates in the world today. But when we talk about news, especially in the first century context, we are talking about a kind of announcement or proclamation, because the word was often used to refer to festive public occasions, such as a military victory or the coronation of an emperor. There is this famous inscription on the birth of the divine Caesar Augustus as what it says, the euangelion for the world, or the good news for the world. Notice that I said that Caesar was described as a deity, as a god, and that his birthday of this emperor god, so to speak, this announcement also proclaimed that this news will be the definitive time of peace and justice. Now, does that sound a little bit familiar to you? Because the Roman emperors had a kind of gospel to share, decreeing that when someone was born, they had brought peace and justice to the world, and it would normally come through violent and political power. But look what Paul and especially Mark and Matthew do. They use the same word to describe Jesus of Nazareth as the one who brings true peace and justice to the world. And this is the definitive proclamation and announcement for the world. Now you see, the gospel is not just some everyday news that we can place side by side with the other news of the day. It's an announcement, a proclamation that something is different through the person of Jesus Christ. When you read the Gospels, you are meant to have in your mind that sense that this is it. This is the message that grounds all messages. Because if you read Mark especially, who is writing primarily for those in Rome, Caesar's own hometown, his very first sentence says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Son of God." In other words, there is a new announcement in town. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, has come to bring about true peace and justice through his passion, death, and resurrection, reconciling us back to the Father through the forgiveness of sins. Now, this is what Paul is getting at when he says, "Woe to me if I do not preach that." In a world today where we are constantly being bombarded with depressing news and negativity, playing on human anxiety and interest because that's the only way to frame it because that sells. But the gospel does not need selling, so to speak. It just needs to be proclaimed, because the good news is priceless. Pope Paul VI famously said that the church exists in order to evangelize, and therefore we exist to evangelize. We have an announcement to proclaim, so let us follow the example of St. Paul, who says, "I made myself all things to all men in order to save some at any cost. I can still do this for the sake of the gospel, to have a share in its blessings." Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.